Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Our next guest has an album out. It is called The Chaos and the Beauty, and a couple of gigs this weekend. If you're going to the Always Sunny podcast at the Met on Sunday and Monday, you will see him performing with his band, who are all here with us this morning. Every single one of them.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don McCluskey is here. Hey, Don, how are you?
Good, man. It's good to be here.
Nice to see you and everyone with you.
Yeah, we brought the whole crew, almost.
Seven pieces all together here. How many, if you say almost, how many more people could you possibly cram into this band?
A key player will be there.
Okay.
At the Met.
Well, listen, you guys were warming up. Here's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I want you to go ahead and play right now.
Okay.
I want this to get out on the radio because we were having so much fun while you guys were jamming. Oh, I mean, like, I'm over here dancing. It got me in such a mood. The first song you were playing here, was First in Flight,
First
right?
First in Flight, yeah.
Okay, and this is a single. Now, this was on Mythic Quest, right? Was the song used?
Yeah, it was the season 2 finale episode.
Okay, and the reason I want you to go ahead and play right now.
And you premiered it here.
Yes, exactly. I want our program director, Bill Weston, to hear this.
Yeah.
And I want him to hear it right now because it just sounds awesome. And then we'll chat a little bit if that's cool with you.
Yeah,
All right, so this is Don McCluskey. This song is First in Flight. Wait till you hear this on MMR. Here we go.
They believe that they will get a little closer to God. I don't kill devils. But when the winds come a-blowing and the skies turn black, and there's no way of knowing if you're making it back, do you succumb to the circumstance? Do you resign to your fate? Or do you find the strength within to take a leap of faith? And no more will I stumble, and no more will I fall. Came crashing to my knees, but I'm beginning to crawl. Yeah, I'm standing on my own feet, oh, I'm running to the light. Feel like jumping from a mountain, like the first in flight. When you're out there in a free fall, such a long way down, and the wind rushing by can be a thrilling sound. Will I hit the ground running? Will I make it right? It's been a long time coming, but I'm feeling signs of life. And no more will I stumble, and no more will I fall. Came crashing to my knees, but I'm beginning to crawl. Yeah, I'm standing on my own feet. Well, I'm running to the light. Feel like jumping from the mountain, like the first in flight. What kept me from sleeping in the middle of the night? What kept me sleepwalking in broad daylight? What kept me from seeing the best in you? What kept me from saying everything I needed to? What kept me from sleeping? Sleep off me. What kept me from seeing the best in you? What kept me from saying everything I needed to? You spoke straight from the heart, so how could I hide all these feelings I feel when I'm by your side? Oh, I stopped trying so hard, just let it ride. And now you got me back open with my arms wide open. It'll be all right. And no more will I stumble, and no more will I fall. Came crashing to my knees, but I'm beginning to crawl. Yeah, I'm standing on my own feet, whoa, I'm running to the light. Feel like jumping from a mountain, feel like jumping from a mountain. And no more will I stumble, and no more will I fall. Came crashing to my knees, but I'm beginning to crawl. Yeah, I'm standing on my own feet, whoa, feel like jumping from the mountain. Feel like jumping from the mountain.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
If you're just tuning in, Don McCloskey, hang on a second. I have to finish my pina colada. That music just makes me feel good.
That was cool that you guys did the conga line. That was awesome. Yeah. You didn't have to do that. That was cool.
That music like that just makes my heart swell, makes me feel good.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm sweating.
That's what you have, angina. I have diarrhea. No, Preston, do you know what it reminds me of in the best comparison? The Graceland.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Sound.
We'll take Graceland.
Yeah, yeah. And a multitude of others, but that's one of the ultimate feel good, musicianship, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, all those things that gel together.
That inspired all those records.
Right.
Really, we're drawing from there as well.
It's a good vibe.
The guitar, the Sukus guitar lines are pretty evocative of, Peter Gabriel.
You've got the full percussion sound, the backup vocals, everything is just, it's a very full sound and a very happy. So my question about that song, I'm so caught up in the melody and the rhythm and all that stuff. I'm not even paying attention to what you're singing.
Me neither.
What's
don't
it
worry.
About? Yeah, okay, go.
Honestly, that's the whole thing.
What's it about? What's First in Flight about?
The lyric is just a place.
It's really about North Carolina's license plates. That's really
First in Flight. Yeah.
Well, listen, I've listened to the record a bunch. I love the song, and it took me about 6 or 7 listens before. You talk about the Orville and Wilbur Wright, so they're like Wright brothers references, and actually talking about First in Flight, and I realized I think there's like plane references in here.
Yes. Yeah, it was initially inspired by David McCullough's book, The Wright Brothers, mm-hmm. not The Wright Brothers, and I used to go to the Outer Banks as a kid for vacation, and it was in my mind somewhere, and then I read the book by David McCullough, and the story of them overcoming what they had to overcome in order to achieve flight, and that's awesome that you have the First in Flight.
Yeah, we've got the we got a license plate up here. So what gave you the
and then that's the extension, like for anything that we're anything that anyone's trying to overcome, like,
okay,
as a metaphor for,
as a metaphor,
yes,
okay,
to take a leap of faith in your life about whatever obstacle you're is presenting itself to you at the time.
Okay, because I was going to say a song about the Wright brothers and giving it that Caribbean flavor is kind of an odd pairing, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say about that.
well, if I could request a song about Alexander Graham Bell, that would be awesome. First in Phone.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah. We go through Eli Whitney.
Eli Whitney to Connie Jen.
Yeah.
Well, it was really Nikola Tesla who first, this song is most of them.
This one goes out to Madame Curie.
Shout out to Madame.
Speaking of shout outs, let's meet your band members, if you don't mind going around the room and introducing people and what they play.
Yeah, this is Sean Hennessy on percussion here.
Very cool.
Hey, Hennessy. Here's what we Sean Hennessy.
Oh, I love it.
Matt Kepler on bass.
Cool.
Matt is on bass, and we don't have a song for you right now.
Oh, by the way, everybody from the Philly region, or?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, and who else?
Chuck Stubb. On bass.
Nice. No, he plays drums, right?
These are the drums, right?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. I'll do the bass. You drums. Do the instruments.
All right. Very good. Yes.
Chuck Staub in the Name of Love. That's his.
Staub in the Name of Love. I love
Hannah
it.
Hannah Taylor here on
nice.
Backup vocals.
Hello. Hello.
Really front up vocals. We're all singing together. So this is Hannah Taylor.
Yeah. Hello, Hannah.
Sarah B. Mueller.
Yay.
Which means beekeeper in German.
It's
is that
true. It is very true.
Yeah.
Okay. Buzz, buzz.
And Ross Bellenois on guitar.
Very good. Excellent.
Tasty.
One of the great Philadelphia guitarists right here.
Have you guys all been, most of you guys, together for quite a while? Or is the band members kind of come and go?
We did the record together. Most of us were on the record together. And so that's been, 4 years? No, that took a long time to do. But so we've been together since the record. And then we've been playing for about a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last time you were here, I believe, is when you wrote Unstoppable.
That's right.
For the Phils.
Yes. That was a great band, but different band. And also Philly. Great. Yeah. That was Chuck Treese and Tom Spiker. And
okay.
We did the Unstoppable. What's the Anthem.
For the Phillies, yeah. Which was great. But that was several years ago.
That was 2009 after they'd won in 2008. It was Guerrilladelphia, we played it quite a bit, it was terrific.
It was somehow got George. We won the World Series.
That's right.
That's how long ago.
Yeah. And now we're going to be back in the playoffs this year, so maybe a 2022 version of it.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe call this one Stoppable.
Yeah, we've been playing Stoppable for 10 years. Yeah,
Easily stopped.
For 2 decades, yeah. There is a lot of stopping us. It's not as preposterous as we previously.
Now your relationship with Rob McElhenney, obviously I had mentioned Mythic Quest that the song First in Flight was in season two. You guys have a long history. You grew up together or went to school
we're
together?
Close. We're not like colonoscopy close. Yeah. Right. That's like that's Ryan Reynolds and he are that close. Right. You know, but no, we went to high school together. We've been friends for 30 years at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love how he, he's over there and he's doing big things, but he does not forget where he came from, and it does as much with and for, the people that he loves and loves here in Philadelphia. Yeah. I was talking to my friend who is friends with his sister, and his sister wrote my favorite episode of Mythic Quest.
Yeah.
It was
standalone episode. She's amazing. Katie McElhenney is absolutely incredible and very gifted writer. And that episode is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did a standalone episode for Mythic Quest. That the name of the episode, I can't remember, but you should check it out.
Okay.
First season.
Very, very good. Yeah.
And just say it into your remote. It'll figure it out.
Yeah. Right.
Now, did you pitch, Rob on trying to get the song into the soundtrack
Mythic Quest? No. So he came to the studio when we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
They were premiering the first season of Mythic Quest at like a theater down the street. In Brooklyn, Alamo Draft House. I don't think any of this matters. Then he stopped by the studio.
$2 wings every Tuesday night.
He gets the whole menu.
He's like, exactly.
Take your servers.
Two for one. Yeah. Two for one Tuesdays.
But I digress. Easy part.
So they were premiering the show. He stopped by the studio. He heard all the songs early on. When it was finished, I sent him some of the tracks. And he was like, oh, this is great. We talked about the album for a little bit. And a couple, maybe weeks or 2 months later, I get a text. Do you mind if we use First in Flight for the end of, for the finale of the season two?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, let me sit on this for a little bit. Pretty protective of the licensing. No,
let me ask you.
It was perfect. It was actually like perfectly. It was used in the narrative.
It was used very well. Yeah. If you felt that it was not appropriate.
Right,
or that it was. If you felt protective of it.
Oh, if it was way
off. Do you
have
the kind of relationship with Rob where you just say?
I don't think he would even. He wouldn't even be like, "Can we use it if it was way off?"
Right, okay,
it's perfect. I mean, if you've seen that's the reason it's on there. It really is uncanny. They were looking for a song. They were editing, putting different things in for that moment.
Yeah, it does completely
and
work.
It's the two main characters who are about to embark on their next mission, and it's like. Leap of faith is, the line leap of faith comes on right at that moment and sails into the credits.
Sometimes that's the best way.
Yeah. That's great.
Don, I want to thank you. You've been enormously flexible. We were supposed to have you in like 2 months ago, and then I think you got COVID, and then a couple of people here got COVID, and it's just been a work in progress. So thanks for adjusting. But now we're doing it right in front of the It's Always Sunny podcast at the Met. So can you tell us a little bit about like what you guys are going to do? Because I think the podcast itself, they don't quite know what it's going to be like out on stage, but they do know that you're going to be there for it.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to open up it's a live podcast, so I don't know if anyone knows what that's going to be. it's a television show. It's a podcast based on a television show. It's a live show of a podcast based on a television show. Here's some music in the beginning. Yeah. But it's going to be awesome. It's sold out, and obviously it's just going to be a great hang, and it's at the Met, and it couldn't be a better venue. It couldn't be a better, reason to be there.
So you guys are going to do a set ahead of time before the podcast, or how's it going to work out?
Are you the house band?
No. We're doing a set beforehand.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Anybody else playing that night, or just you?
No,
guys?
I think we open it up, and then it's podcast time.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did the album? When did you complete it? When did it become available?
The album at the end of April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's available on Spotify.
It's fully out there.
You premiered it here.
Yep,
First
I remember.
And it's the first song to a million streams on Spotify, Because I think it's because of you guys. That's what I think.
And the Alamo Draft House.
And the Alamo Draft House. Shout out, 2-for-1 Tuesdays. Don't miss chicken wings.
And Jackson. Have you picked up any sponsors along the way?
let's not forget you guys were a local shot for Jackson. So Jackson gets some credit for...
Absolutely. Yeah. Jackson's been great from the beginning. Like he's been playing local shots since my second album. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Jackson.
Well, let's get another song. The album is called The Chaos and the Beauty.
Yes.
And what song would you like to play now, Don?
This next one is, you know what? It's from the record that I was just talking about. It's from Northern Liberties. And the song is called Son of It All. And it's about growing up in the area and more.
Excellent.
Excellent.
All right. Son of It All. And if you're headed to the Always Sunny podcast event, either on Sunday or Monday, you'll be able to see the band performing live. So make sure that you get there early and get ready to be entertained. So Don McCloskey on MMR. Here we go.
Son of a Moore, son of two young boys sent to fight an old man's war. Son of the nights they stayed awake on shore. That would be the night they would sleep tight forevermore. Son of the wives they returned to. Son of the lives they came back down to earth to. Son of the babies they gave birth to. The firstborn and the girl next door. Son of their young Amor that the world could never keep down. Son of a young man who rolled up his sleeves at 19 and come home at night and throw the meat down. Son of his young wife whose voice with a sweet sound to the baby she would sing to sleep, even on weeks when ends would not meet. Son of the hometown, the lost girl. Son of those who reach for the bootstraps when the world knocks them down. Son of the park, son of the home. Son of the mind, body, and soul. Son of the love, capable of love. Son of the hate, it's out of control. Would rise from the streets and playgrounds in Bristol in the summertime. Son of a long toss, rolling over cars for a touchdown, a rebound, thinking we were the Sixers and Eagles. Son of the old sound that came down from my mom's vinyl, ripping on needles. Son of Motown, James Brown, the Rolling Stones, and Beatles. Son of the new sound, the sonic amazement that had me losing my mind, pressing rewind and seeking salvation. Son of the fog, son of the hole. Son of the mind. Son of the hate, it's out of control. I was born son of the park, son of the home. Son of the mind, body, and soul. Son of the love, the capable love. Son of the hate, it's out of control. Ball of wax, the human race, stranded and spinning and hurling through space. Son of the mess we're in, son of those who don't know where to begin, son of those who have given up and given in, son of those who rise above our time, whose eyes burn with fire, son of those whose tongues cannot tell lies, son of those who shine, son of the sages who blaze throughout the ages, son of the prophets who bleed on pages, whose words alone can cut through bone and move mountain ranges. Son of those whose minds are considered dangerous. Son of the freaks unafraid to take the streets, unafraid to speak their minds, unafraid to disturb the peace. The soldiers who walk shoulder to shoulder upon the governments of the world and sing the freedom ringer, it's all over. Son of the pain and the laughter. Son of the bombs that fall like rain at the end of days. And son of the sun that rises on the morning after. Son of the mind, body, and soul. Son of the love, we're capable of love. Son of the hate, it's out of control. I was born son of the park, son of the home.
McCloskey. Can I join your band?
Yeah, me too.
Preston plays drums.
Can I please join your band?
You're out, buddy.
Wow.
Let's just have double drummers. It'll be there. Triple drummers.
Hey, man, 38 Special did it, brother. We can do it.
True. They were all caught up in us.
That's right.
At Union? Yes. With the drum?
What's that?
Yeah, were you banging on the drum with the Union?
Oh, yeah. I opened the Union game. Yeah.
Bring that.
I'll bring that drum. And a little bottom end for you guys. If you're just tuning in, Don McCloskey and his band are here this morning. The Chaos and the Beauty is out now. It's the album. They're going to be playing at the Always Sunny podcast. Are there other, what's a tour situation? Anything going on now or later on? Or is it just kind of continuing
on? So the shows at the Met are sold out.
Right.
The album release at Ardmore Music Hall. October 14th.
There
you go. That's the one.
That's coming right up on that.
That's the whole band, the whole crew.
Cool.
So that's the album release. And then we go to the West Coast in the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And do the tour there. Then we come back and we'll tour the East Coast.
Okay.
And then hopefully we get to the middle part.
Right.
Yeah.
It is just harder. It's like 4 hours in between everything.
Right.
Well, in the middle.
Casey's going to be seeing some of that. He's heading out on the road.
You may set up some tour dates for you in Missouri.
Is there there are Alamo draft houses in each of these, in every city. So we can.
Absolutely. The Alamo draft house band. Oh, my God. Dude, let's do one more. I know you guys have three songs.
Right?
Absolutely. Let's do another one.
Thank you so much for having us. We'd love to do another song. Absolutely.
We're having too much fun. What song are you going to play now?
This one is called Open the Door. It is one of the first songs I wrote, but I haven't recorded it until this record. So it's on the new album. The album's called The Chaos and the Beauty, if anybody wants to check it out. It's on Spotify and everything else. And this is called Open the Door.
All right. It's Don McCloskey on MMR. Here we go.
Love.
Big finish. Don McCloskey.
Good night, Cincinnati.
Did you break a string?
He did. I was here.
Casey was going to be the roadie. The roadie that jumps in to replace his guitar after a broken string.
That's the song where the ladies start taking their clothes off.
I noticed that, too. That was nice. And by the way, this I love this text. It says, oh, this is the Chipwich song. And that is the line that stood out to me, too. I had a Chipwich for breakfast. And by the way, another text says, I've just downloaded everything all Don McCloskey now. Yeah, that's so awesome. That's what
Thank
we want.
Thank you, person who just did that.
There you go. Very important person.
Yes.
The album is called The Chaos and the Beauty. And like Don said, you can get that now. You can get it on Spotify. Download it. It's local. Yeah. It's awesome.
By the way, the person that did the download, manager at the Alamo Draft House.
Oh, really? I think they're required to do that. But
Tuesday, 2 for Tuesdays.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys sound wonderful. Congratulations on this body of work that you've created. And enjoy these shows with Rob and friends. And then... we'll remind people about that show. October 14th, you said?
Yes, that's right. Ardmore. October 14th, Ardmore Music Hall.
Okay. Great
Tickets
venue.
On sale now, but not for long.
Okay. All right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Excellent. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning.
Thank you guys so much. Honestly, thank you for...
You got it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Godfrey, is he in our...
He's here. He's in the Acme Lounge.
He's in the Acme Lounge. We'll get him in here in just a moment. Stay put. We'll be right back, my friend.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.